All right, we're at the last session, Henry.
And maybe this is the session
yeah.
that will change your life.
Yes.
Are you willing to step out of your comfort zone?
Correct.
Dare to be different.
Yes.
Dare to take these principles and make them real right. in your life.
Correct. Dare to do something different. Dare to connect with this person you admire and is very interesting, but you think they're out of your league, and why would they want to bother with you? Dare to step out with this group and tell a story about something that happened in your life. Will it work? Will you be able to, you know, put this story in a way that people will find interesting? What if you fail? What if you lose your place? What if dare to
be a Daniel?
Yeah, dare to be a Daniel. Dare to be enthusiastic when you're in a situation where there's, you know, the whole room is devoid of any enthusiasm whatsoever. And will people follow, or will they think you're crazy?
God will be with you.
Yes,
I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
Right. You know, in some ways, Henry, I think I remember going on a mission trip when I didn't dare. I didn't know if I could speak. I didn't know if I could do evangelism. I didn't know if I could lead anything. And I went on this mission trip, and I went out there because I needed to be forced to try things.
Right.
I went on my own. I'm not going to go knock on people's doors.
Right.
But I thought if I sign up for, like, the Marine Corps, they're going to make you do stuff.
Right.
And that's what happened. But when I got there, all the things that were supposed to, like, I was supposed to teach Sunday school, and all of a sudden that job got taken by somebody else. I was supposed to do something else, and that job got, all of a sudden I was left with nothing.
Right.
I didn't, you know, it was like, and I remember sitting on the curb saying, God, I wanted to come out here and try things, but now nothing is there.
Right.
And so I had to make a decision to, am I going to just sit on the curb here and wait to see what happens? Or do I dare to step out? Do I dare say, I'm going to lead the puppet thing?
Right.
When I'm not confident about that. I've never done anything like that. I don't know if I can do it. I'll probably make a total fool of myself. And then all of a sudden, as I stepped out, all of a sudden things came flying my way. And all of a sudden, the person that was going to do the Sunday school said, no, I'm not doing it. And so all of a sudden, I got my class. So I borrowed a tent, and I put up a tent inside the room, inside the thing. And I thought, we're going to get in a tent. We get the flashlight out.
Right.
I mean, I was going to go all out. I just, you know, and I remember working all night to get my lesson for the next day, you know, prepared. I prepared for like 3 hours.
Right.
And I got in that tent. And I used my material that I had prepared for 3 hours. It was done in 10 minutes.
Right.
So now it's like, now what do I do? I threw myself into this, and I'm going to try anything and everything. I tried preaching. I tried everything because I stepped out, and I was like, if I'm going to make a fool, I'm going to make a fool for the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm going to die trying.
Yeah.
So if you want to be interesting, at some point you have to be able to step out of your comfort zone.
Yes, dare.
You know, taking classes at CLI, you know, daring to take a class and, you know, will you succeed? Will you not? Who knows?
I know.
But you step out and you take this class. You know, maybe some of you should take Hebrew or Greek or something. And you're like, no, I can never do something like that. Well, maybe you can. Or maybe you can.
Right.
You're not going to know unless you step out and try it.
So, to dare. Here's what I encourage you to do. Is get out a piece of paper or your computer or your iPhone or your, you know, smartphone, and write down, after you've been reflecting on this course now, and even in the forum, maybe write some things down. What is your dare plan?
Dare. So I like that.
The dare plan.
Come up with a dare plan.
A dare plan. Like, what is going to be the things, you know, so you look at the categories of what we talked about, whether it's meeting interesting people or learning new interesting ideas or interesting possibilities. And maybe you can even go through the various things. What's your DARE plan for interesting people?
Right.
What's your DARE plan for interesting possibilities?
Or what are your list of questions you can ask that would help?
Write down questions that you're going to dare to ask. You're going to memorize. And Professor Elsie talked about being in the tent. 3 hours of preparing. Right. So, tent are you going to create? And you don't even know where that's going to go.
Right.
But know this, you're going to have a story to tell.
Yes.
You're going to narrate a story in your life.
That's what's cool, is even if you fail utterly and miserably,
right,
thank God sometimes you do, because that is a great story.
Right. We have a phrase that we say, and now you're past 65, and I'm past 60 now, and it's this phrase, we don't want to peak too early.
Right.
Okay, so we're narrating our lives, we are young, okay, and we don't know if the Lord's going to take us home at any day, but there's always an attitude. We have more to do, more to dare to dream, dare to do, dare to talk about, dare to accomplish in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
There you go.